What do millions of Americans and four U.S. presidents have in common? They all get a better night's sleep in Boll & Branch sheets. Their best-selling signature sheets are made with the finest, most luxurious 100% organic cotton and get softer with every wash. Right now, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with promo code LUXURIOUS with free shipping, free returns, and their 30-night worry-free guarantee. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back, and we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines early tonight. We have Dr. Peter J. Glidden with us, ND, and he has written a couple books. One of them is Everybody is Sick and I Know Why, and boy, we have sent a lot of those out that he has provided for us at no cost. And then Attempt a Cure with Holistic Medicine. And, folks, that is a very, very popular book out there today. So already the phone lines are lighting up. Let's go to New York and talk to Emmett. Emmett, you're in the air. Annette.
Hi, Dr. Glidden. I would like to know, how do you handle restless leg syndrome?
Yeah, so there's a saying in diagnostic science that when you hear hoofbeats, you think about horses before you think about zebras. Which means when you see a symptom, you think about the most common things that cause it before you think about weird things that cause it. So the first thing to consider with restless legs at night in bed or restless legs during the day when you're sitting down is it's a simple calcium and magnesium deficiency. Now, after 35 years of clinical work, I am of the opinion, and it's the correct opinion, that there are 90 essential nutrients that the human body needs, 90. And calcium and magnesium are two of them. So if you're so deficient in calcium and magnesium that you have restless legs, 5 will get you 10 that you're deficient in a bunch of other nutrients as well, which is having a net negative effect on your body, and you've just kind of gotten used to it. So the recommendation is a nutritional supplement program called the Healthy Foundation Pack with one extra bottle of their calcium. And the calcium in the Healthy Foundation Pack is called Beyond Osteo FX. So the recommendation would be one Healthy Foundation Pack plus one bottle of Beyond Osteo FX. And we promote these at a website called Eiffel Health, Eiffel like the tower in France, E-I-F-F-E-L, health.com. Or better yet, you can call them up. Better to call them up because you can get all kinds of deals on free shipping and product discounts and everything. Their phone number is 888-618-1796. Tell them you need one Healthy Foundation Pack plus one extra bottle of Beyond OsteoFX. And if you take that every day for 4 weeks, I will eat my hat if your restless legs don't go away by the end of 4 weeks.
You know, define that, restless legs. What exactly is restless legs?
Yeah, well, it's just like it sounds. You're lying down in bed, and your legs have anxiety in them, and you have to move your legs in order to make yourself feel right. You can't stop moving your legs. You just can't stop moving your legs. You'd like to stop moving your legs, but you can't stop moving your legs, and it's like having an itch that you can't scratch type of a deal. But
yes.
It's a very real thing. It's physiological. It's not psychological. And it's driven by not enough calcium and not enough magnesium. It's really a very simple thing to get on the other side of.
Now, how much of that calcium magnesium are we talking about? Is it more than the usual? Let's give it in the bottles?
I wrote about that in my first book. It's interesting you should ask that question. Everybody is sick and I know why. You can get that at Pastor's Show. But not all calcium and magnesium supplements are created equally. And there's a big, 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 big difference in absorbability. So most of the calcium and magnesium supplements that are available at the health food store, in order for you to get the recommended daily allowance, you would need to swallow like 40 capsules a day. A day. A day.
Mm.
You know, there's only 60 in the bottle. So I recommend the supplements that I recommend. I don't make any money on the sale of these supplements, by the way. The reason that I recommend them is because they work. And, you know, all wine is made from grapes. but there's a pretty big difference from bottle to bottle, right? It's the same with nutritional supplements. So the supplements that I recommend in my book and on my website, I recommend them because in 35 years of clinical work, they're simply the best ones I've ever seen. And this calcium, particular calcium supplement, is over 90% absorbable. It's a giant game changer. It will change your life when you start to take this stuff. So get in touch with Eiffel Health, 888-618-1796. Tell them what you need, and they'll tell you how to take it and how to get free shipping.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Annette. Let's go to Carrie.
Call us back and let us know what happens in a month.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to Carrie in California. Hey, Carrie.
Hi. I was wondering if Dr. Glidden could talk a little bit about the difference between about rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, and psoriatic arthritis. Mom's hands are crippled up, and she's been diagnosed with all three on separate occasions, so we know something's up.
Yeah, so really these distinctions exist more in the mind of the doctor than they do in the body of the patient. There's a lot of gray area between these three diagnoses. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's all a joint problem. I don't really care what you call it. With rheumatoid arthritis, there's a possibility that the arthritic condition is driven by an undiscovered parasitic infection. The possibility with rheumatoid arthritis that there is a parasite at play, and it's the presence of the parasite that's causing, among other things, the joint to be inflamed. Could be just a bad diagnosis, quite frankly. There's something called a rheumatoid factor, which doctors look for in the blood in order to say someone has, you know, rheumatoid arthritis. But the rheumatoid factor doesn't have to be present in order to make the diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis. So what's up with that? I mean, that's just bad science, quite frankly. And psoriatic arthritis is kind of an outdated term. However, psoriatic arthritis tends to exist in people who have had a family history of, like, your parents had arthritis, your grandparents have arthritis, right? It's more of an inherited thing, a weakness that you have inherited because of your family tree. But look, as far as I'm concerned, from a treatment point of view, it's all the same. I mean, it's all the same treatment. With the exception that if we suspect rheumatoid arthritis, we're going to do stuff to try to kill parasites as well as bone and joint support. So one of the main reasons that people get arthritis is because their bodies have run out of the nutrients that it needs to keep the joints healthy. It's just run out of it, like your car runs out of oil. Well, that's not good. The engine's going to seize. I don't care if it's a brand new car. Your body runs out of bone and joint nutrients. Well, your joints are going to get inflamed. And also, tragically, and this brought to you by the medical mafia and the food mafia, most of the food that most people eat most of the time is inflammatory to the joint. So, you know, it's like putting diesel fuel into an unleaded engine and then wondering why it doesn't run right. So in order to help joints recover, we have to clean up the diet. We have to give the body bone and joint nutrients. And if we suspect a rheumatoid thing, then we do some immune support to help kill parasites. Then we step back and see what the hell happened. So, and I love treating people with arthritis because it's usually pretty easy to do. And, I mean, even if people get 50% improvement in their mobility and the pain, that's really a big deal. And, you know, let's not even talk about what the anti-inflammatories, the Tylenol and the Advil and the pain meds are doing to your body. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation. So this is what we recommend. And we've put together a bundle of products called the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. So that would be the recommendation, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack plus a bottle of Killer Biotic in case there's a parasite there. And that's what I would recommend that she does. And you should also have her eliminate the 12 bad foods, and that list is enumerated in my books, and it's also on my website. So she cleans up her diet, she takes the nutrients, she sees how she feels, and because everything's connected, when we start doing holistic medical nutrition like this, not only do we expect the joints to improve, but we expect mood, energy, appetite, sleep. We expect a lot of things to improve because it's all connected. So it's a wonderful thing. So a healthy bone and joint pack plus one bottle of Killer Biotic is a really good place to start. And you can get that at 888-618-1796, EiffelHealth.com.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Let me ask you this. I like hot peppers. I grow hot peppers. I eat a lot of habanero peppers. And the other thing I like is I drink a lot of lemon juice without very much sugar. I just like, in fact, I eat a lot of raw lemons. And I was told that I shouldn't be doing that because it's hard on your joints. Is that for real or not?
No. Lemon juice is really good. Lemon juice is the preferred form of vitamin C because it's the whole form of vitamin C. It's not just ascorbic acid. It's very, very good for you. It's good for your stomach acid. The habanero peppers are very good for your stomach acid. And the more hot peppers someone eats, the harder it is for a parasitic infection to happen in the human body. And I'm telling you, parasites are a big bad voodoo daddy. We don't talk enough about them. Most people are infected to some level with a parasite and they have no idea. And one way to prevent that from happening is to have a really healthy digestive tract, a really healthy stomach. And eating hot peppers on a regular basis is one way to do that. So you're ahead of the curve there, and there's nothing to be worried about with lemon juice on a regular basis.
Well, I'm so glad to know that. All right, very good. Let's go out to Cliff in New York. Hey, Cliff.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have a two-part question, but on the imprecatory prayer, there's one verse, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 18. He's saying that do this, Lord, but leave me out of it in terms of the judgment. And he's saying bring upon them double destruction, like a 1-2 punch. So I guess if he's going to dry up the Nile, he's not going to do that twice. So he's asking for double destruction upon the enemies of the Lord. But I want to bring up something that just happened in New York last week. There was relating to finely tuned athletic performance. There was the 8th-ranked woman tennis player got bounced in the first round of the U.S. Open, and she said that the marijuana smoke was coming into her, face, and it affected her concentration, and she blamed that in the loss. Now, I spoke to someone. They said, oh, that's just an excuse. But I kind of believe that a finely tuned athlete can be affected by something like that. So I have a two-part question. What would you recommend for, say, an elite women's tennis player, like in terms of a program, like a tip or two that might be helpful to someone like that? And then marijuana itself, how bad can marijuana be for the contemporary individual or someone breathing it in a public space that's not smoking it?
Well, with marijuana, it's a dose-dependent thing, and different people have different sensitivities to it. And these days, there's 1,000 different types of marijuana, all with different THC levels, and that's the psychoactive ingredient. So not all marijuanas are created equally, and different people will have different sensitivities to it, kind of the same way that different people have sensitivities to alcohol, right, especially when they start drinking it. So my opinion on marijuana is that it should only be used in a meditative state. If you are trying to be more prayerful, to be more connected to the divine, sometimes marijuana can facilitate that if it's taken in the right circumstances. But recreational use of marijuana is going to have net negative effects on you over time. And one of the first things that will show up, if you're a habitual marijuana smoker, is that your motivation to get stuff done in life and to be better than you are slowly diminishes. And it diminishes so slowly that you don't even feel it diminishing. Until one day you wake up, 15 years has gone by, and you wonder what the hell you did with your life.
You know, you're talking about someone who I knew very well when we were back in the service together. This fellow was bright, very, you know, very articulate, very bright, and he started the same old thing. He started smoking marijuana. He was doing it on a daily basis, and then, you know, he did this, and he became lethargic. He couldn't hold his job. And what happened was the strength of the marijuana, you know, was 40 times stronger than the stuff he started on. And so he's almost like a zombie today. And, you know, I would stay totally away from it altogether.
And that's, you know, if we want to think about the globalist agenda here, it's not a coincidence that marijuana has been slowly legalized over the last few years.
They're trying to do that here in Ohio this November 7th.
That's right.
It's issue two on the ballot. They want to legalize it here in Ohio.
Yeah, so they're creating a nation of young people who are completely unmotivated to do anything.
Dumbed down, easy to control. You just give them their drugs, and you can control them.
Now, about the athlete, so we had a... The guy that I learned this from, his name was Dr. Joel Wallach, and he was in charge of a $40 million 10-year research project. They did thousands of autopsies and biochemical analyses, and it was all about the influence of nutrition on health. And there was a NBA player named Theo Ratliff, who was very, very well known, and he was, you know, a top NBA player, but they told him he had to retire because his joints couldn't handle the strain anymore. He was osteoporotic, and he had arthritis, I think. And it was, he said, the best orthopedic surgeons in the NBA said, Theo, you're done. You can't play anymore. So he found my colleague, Dr. Wallach. He started taking these nutritional supplements, the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, appropriate for his body weight, and changed his diet. And 9 months after they told him he was done, he came back and led the league in rebounds, not only for that year, but for the next 3 years. And from the time that they told him he was done until the time he actually retired, I think he added like something stupid, like $25 million to his bank account from, you know, the players, the salary that he got as an NBA player. So my point in telling you this story is that athletes are perfect candidates for medical nutrition because everybody's body needs the 90 essential nutrients, everybody. No, you know, everybody needs vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids. Everybody needs that. It's the stuff that we are made from. It's what your body needs. But this stuff is not in the food. Now, if you're an athlete, you're driving your body hard every day, so you need more than the average person does. And all of the athletes that we know that go on this medical nutrition program, their performance increases, their endurance increases, their recovery time decreases. They're just better at what they do because their body is all tuned up. You know, and I'm not talking about being able to lift the bench press 400 pounds tuned up. I'm talking about internally tuned up. If their bodies have all the nutrients that it needs, it's like the difference between driving a car at 200 miles an hour with one quart of oil and driving a car at 200 miles with 6 quarts of oil. There's a big difference between the two. So athletes really respond well to this program, and there's a supplement that this company developed as an alternative to Gatorade. There was a very famous basketball player. I'm not supposed to mention his name, but he wouldn't go on the court without it, but they made him put it in a Gatorade bottle, interestingly enough. And that product is called Rebound FX. So the basic program for an athlete is the Healthy Foundation Pack plus an extra bottle of calcium plus an extra bottle of plant minerals plus the Rebound FX as a replacement for Gatorade when they're trying to hydrate during workouts or during a game. And the athletes that do that, they have an advantage over their competitors.
You know, I went for a while without taking the calcium, and, you know, I went for probably 2 or 3 weeks without taking any of that, and that arthritis came back on my knees, okay?
Well, there you go.
And so, and I got back on it. Took about another week, six, seven, you know, eight, maybe 8 days. But the pain was gone again, and so I'm staying right on top of it. And yeah, now after you open it, you should refrigerate that after you open it. And also on the calcium, you need to really shake it up real good. I mean, to shake it up real good. But you can put that. What I do is I put it in a glass, and I have a elderberry, or I'll do cherry, some of the syrup you put in there, and a little bit of tonic water, and it makes like a pop, makes like a soda pop, okay? And it's really good. And
if you mix it with pineapple juice, it tastes exactly like a pina colada.
Yeah, no, right, yeah. I mean, it really tastes good, and I have some of that just about every night. Yeah, so.
Well, the proof of the pudding's in the eating, right? I mean, pun intended. And honest to God, Pastor, this is one of the only reasons that my profession still exists. I mean, inside such a hostile medical climate, it's because more often than not, we get results. And, you know, you can't put a bushel on that light forever, right? And the truth will out. And like I said, this isn't the be-all, end-all, cure-all for all human ailments, but it's a very progressive, very sophisticated, very effective way forward, and it's in keeping with God's law, which beats a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Well, more and more people are trying to get away from the allopathic medicine today and going towards more and more. I mean, just about everybody I know now is looking to go naturopathic. Let's go out to New York and pick up on Sarah. Sarah, you're in the area. Hey, Sarah.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, Pastor Sanders, this is a wonderful show. It is very informative. And I have a question for the doctor. Doctor, your recommendations are very pertinent. I'd like to know, I have a family member who has severe spinal stenosis, and he's in intractable pain, and he's not a surgical candidate. What would be your suggested protocol for someone like that?
Yeah, so the first thing with something like that, we have to start with the foundation. All we do for 90 days is the foundation medical nutrition, make some dietary alterations, and we see how far back he bounces. And there might be things to do after that that we can add on to the foundation, but the first thing to do is the simple foundation. So because of, you know, the center of gravity of his ailment is the skeletal system.
Yes.
We give him the healthy bone and joint pack. So my recommendation would be one healthy bone and joint pack plus one extra bottle of minerals and one extra bottle of calcium. And I would do that for 90 days in a row. I would also eliminate the 12 bad foods from his diet. And that's kind of important because if you don't eliminate those foods, the chances are, you know, 50-50 chance that you're going to get haphazard results because it's going to be three steps forward with the supplements and it's going to be two steps backward because he's eating a food that's hurting his body. So if we do both at the same time, we really increase our chances of having a nice, successful outcome. So the recommendation is, number one, fill up his nutritional tank, so to speak, with the healthy bone and joint pack, one extra bottle of minerals, one extra bottle of calcium, have him eliminate the 12 bad foods for 90 days and see how he feels.
Good. Thank you very much. And one more thing. He's on a lot of supplements now, which obviously are not helping him. So would you suggest stopping those?
Yeah. So, and that's a really good point, right? Because if you're doing the right thing with medical nutrition, our recommendation is you don't judge any medical nutrition program up or down until you've been doing it for 90 days. So if somebody's been doing a medical nutrition program or a holistic program, I don't care what it is, for 90 days and there's no change, then it's the wrong stuff. So, you know, you need to abandon that and do something else. And I'm telling you, man, again, you should believe me because it's true. I don't make any money from the sale of these supplements. The reason that I recommend these supplements is because they're extremely effective. they're the most effective ones I've seen. And like I said before, you know, not all chicken soup is the same. It's the recipe that matters. It's the same with medical nutrition. These are the best recipes I've ever seen, and this is what I do for a living. So it does make a difference. Give the good people at Eiffel Health a call. That's 888-618-1796.
Thank you very much.
Call us back, please. Tell us what happened.
Yeah. Peter, the folks out there, a lot of times they'll call and they'll say, how do I need to talk to Dr. Glidden, you know. And do you have a number or your website where they could contact you with questions that
yeah,
they have?
Yeah, my website. Yep, the website to go to, and you're going to love this name, Pastor. You ready?
Ready.
LeaveBigPharmaBehind.com.
LeaveBigPharmaBehind.com. All righty. It sounds like a winner to me. Right. Let's go to Bo. Hey, Bo, what do you know?
How you doing, Pastor and Doc? Everybody else?
What's going on, Bo?
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, have a family member just been diagnosed with MDS, dysplastic syndrome. Are you familiar with that? It's where he would have to get bone marrow transfer from a donor down the line if things don't get better.
Yeah, so myelodysplastic syndrome is fancy schmancy doctor talk for funky bones. Yeah, I mean, it sounds funny when you say it like that, but that's the truth. So okay. The first thing to consider, again, right, horses before zebras when you hear hoofbeats, is chronic bone nutrient deficiencies, like chronic bone nutrient deficiencies. So I would treat this for 90 days like arthritis, right? So I would use the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, extra calcium, extra plant minerals for 90 days, plus clean the diet up, and see in those 90 days if his subjective symptoms improve. And by subjective, I mean the things that he feels, like his aches and his pains and his energy and his mood and his appetite and his digestion and all of that. Because remember, this is holistic medicine.
Right.
And even though we're focusing with one patient on the joints and with another patient on the stomach and with another patient on the brain and with another patient on the sleep, this is a comprehensive holistic program. And okay. So we judge the effectiveness of the program by not only paying attention to the area of chief complaint or the diagnosis, but also to how the person feels, right? What happens to their mood, their energy, their appetite, their weight, their sleep? All of these things are important. And if you pay attention to these things moving forward, you're in a much better situation to judge the effectiveness of the treatment. And so that would be my recommendation. I get it. I guess it's, you know, bone and joint pack night because that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Yeah.
But that's the recommendation.
Bone and joint pack. Okay. Thank you very much. And he doesn't have his gallbladder either. I don't know how much that affects things.
Yeah, well, that makes a difference. So if someone doesn't have their gallbladder, then in addition to the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, they need to add two things. A product called Ultimate Enzyme, and he needs to take one or two of those at the beginning of every meal.
Okay.
And another product, a standalone product called Ultimate Selenium, S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M. That will help his liver to make healthy bile. Because people have funky gallbladders because they have funky bile, and they have funky bile because their liver is messed up.
I see.
This is one way to kind of work. If he were just to do the Ultimate Enzyme before a meal, he would notice a difference just with that one supplement all by itself in the absence of a gallbladder.
I see. Okay, well, thank you very much. Hopefully I can get him to do it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, right? That's the thing. I mean, a prophet is never accepted in his hometown, so best of luck.
All right, we're going to a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Take teacher said, I know you've always been a good man, but your goodness can't keep you out of hell. He said, why don't you just give your heart to Jesus? He said, I don't know, maybe someday I will.
Boy, that's going to happen tonight all across this world. A whole lot of people that are here tonight.
Amen.
Right now are going to be here at this time tomorrow night. And boy, you know, it's not a tragedy to die, but to die in your sin, it don't get any worse. Let's go to Coach Dwayne. Hey, Coach, you're in the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders. Dr. Glidden, I love when you're on the radio, baby. I love you.
Coach, right back at you, baby. Right back at you. Put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play.
I'm doing great. I got your products. I take your calcium, your vitamin minerals together in the big bottle, and then an extra bottle of your minerals and your fish oils. And I'm telling you, when I get up in the morning, I take organic kale, throw it in a blender. I take a half a lemon, cut it off in sections, throw it in with some blueberries, 4 ounces of water. I take that down an empty stomach. Then I take 4 ounces of water, and I take your liquid minerals and vitamins. 2 tablespoons, stir it all up, put it down the hatch, and I can get a cup of coffee, and I'm good until later in the day because I got so much energy from your products.
Yeah, 100%. Well, you're getting your energy from God. We're just helping your body to work right. I mean, this isn't magic, right?
Absolutely. Well, so I also followed your program.
There is one thing I would counsel you to do, and I love the testimonial, Coach, and you're awesome, and I appreciate it very much. But I'm hearing rumors around campus here from my colleagues that specialize in environmental toxicity that strontium, the radioactive element strontium, is showing up in people's blood, and we think that the vector is kale.
Wow.
So I would recommend you stop the kale and you switch to something else, you know, maybe, you know, spinach, right?
Okay.
Or just stop the leafy green altogether in the blender drink, right? Okay. Because you don't really need it. And, you know, this is my fingers on this pulse, man. I just got this information a week ago.
Wow.
From a colleague of mine who's one of the world's leading experts in environmental toxicity. I mean, this guy's at the top of his game.
Well,
so
if you're saying
I follow.
I'll definitely take your advice on that. But I do have a couple questions here before I get off. You know, at my age,
yeah,
I'm 59 years old. I'm about a buck 65. I got off all the wheat, all the oils, all that stuff that you said were the 12 central foods, which changed my life, followed your products. But here's what happened. About five weeks ago, I was doing what I call a workout. You know, sometimes on a Sunday after church and all that, I go down, lift weights, and I max out. So I did like three sets of 20 reps of 65 pounds on a curl bar and maxed out on the flies and everything else. Well, to make a long story short, I shut my body down. Well, my boss called me to go do a side job on Monday, and I didn't want it, but I did. When I got there, I had to do the take-up, and somebody shot staples every 6 inches onto the carpet, into the wood strap, so as I'm pulling it off, now mind you, my left arm is already maxed out. Well, come 1:30 in the morning, I'm like, oh, my God, my elbow's on flame. So it's going on 5 weeks, and for 3.5 weeks, I couldn't take a pickle jar out of the refrigerator and put it on a counter. What can I do to heal the process in my left elbow?
Okay, so is it like tennis elbow in the left elbow?
Yeah, I mean, it got inflamed real bad after doing that job.
Okay, all right, very good. Does it look swollen or does it look red or
nope,
does
nope,
it look
not,
normal
nope.
But it just hurts like hell?
You got it. It hurts, you know, it doesn't hurt until I go to do something. It won't bother me until I go to lift something or work with it. I can get through the day and all that, but, boy, I mean to tell you, I've iced it down and everything.
Yeah, okay, good. So you want to go to the health food store or Whole
okay.
Foods, and you want to get a little tiny vial of a homeopathic medicine. And the homeopathic medicines are sold in the vitamin aisle on a little shelf, and they're arranged alphabetically. And they're sold in small blue tubes that are about the size of your index finger. It looks like a lipstick container, kind of, sort of.
Okay. All right.
Here's the name of the homeopathic that you want is called Ruda. R like Robert, U like Utah, T like Tango, A like Alpha. R-U-T-A. Second word, Graviolin. It's G like Golf, R like Roger, A like Alpha, V like Victor, E like Echo, O like Oscar, L like Lima, E like Echo, N like Nancy, S like Sierra. Graviolin,
right,
Ruta Graviolin.
Okay.
It's going to be, there's going to be about 200 little white medicated pellets in that tube.
Okay.
You want to take two pellets orally in the morning, pop them in your mouth, suck on them like a Tic Tac, two pellets in the evening every day for 14 days.
Okay. Yeah.
You also want to get MSM from Youngevity, MSM, one bottle of MSM.
MSM,
Michael,
okay.
Sierra Michael, okay? And you want to take one
okay.
with every meal, one capsule three times a day with food until the bottle's empty.
Okay.
You also want to get one bottle of the glucogel capsules, not the liquid. And you want to take five of those capsules three times a day with food. If you do... those three things, this will be better within 21 days, if not sooner.
Wow, that sounds good to me. Well, I'm going to get off so somebody else can call in. Thank you so much. God bless. I love you. And Pastor Sanders, you're the best, man. You always have great guests on because you love the Lord and you love helping us people out. So God bless and go Buckeyes.
All right. Thank you. God bless, Coach. Let's go to Detroit and go to Kren. Kren in Detroit. Hey.
Hi, Dr. Glidden.
Hey, Kren.
Hey, Pastor.
Hello.
Thank you. Dr. Glidden, did I not read in your book that you recommended, in reference to the woman that called in about spinal stenosis, a program called Square One, which is sort of a self-correcting program that a person can do to address that?
Yeah, but it's not a self-directing program. You have to, it's like Square One is like chiropractic or like massage. You have to find a practitioner of Square One, and there's like 20 of them in the whole United States. So the chances of her finding a square one practitioner are, you know, zero to the very, very, very small. But that would be secondary to the medical nutrition, right? First, we do the medical nutrition and the diet because your body needs that. And if by God's good graces you have a square one practitioner, well, I mean, that's just going to speed everything up a tremendous amount. But, you know, that's those are few and far between, like honest Democrats.
All right. And but you've seen that work?
Yeah, I've seen it reverse scoliosis. Yep.
Amazing. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you for calling very much. I appreciate your trust.
I've never heard of that square one practitioners. You say
yeah,
they're
it's a brand new therapeutic that a guy that was developed about 4 years ago by a personal trainer. He kind of amalgamated a number of different personal training techniques that he had learned when he was in school, and he came up with this brand new technique, and it's remarkably effective at helping somebody's musculoskeletal system to be in balance and to work the way that nature intended to. It's a remarkable therapeutic, but you have to find somebody who knows how to do it, and that's not easy.
Apparently not. Let's go out to Timothy. Timothy, you're in the air.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Glidden, Pastor Ernie, Randy, and anybody else that I might have missed. Is little Lisa there this evening?
Yep, little Lisa's here. Good
evening. Okay. First of all, that Ruta,
yeah.
Graviolans, is also the herb of grace. How prophetic.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and so he knows what he's doing, and all good things are come from God, so therefore he made that, and it's also known as the herb of grace. I thought that was an interesting side note. So everything is done in perfect timing and perfect will. So if we stick to, and, you know, every now and then we have to read through Leviticus and Deuteronomy, even though we're living in the New Testament, he was quite clear in both Leviticus and Deuteronomy on what we should do with the temple. And the temple is our body. And so if our bodies are, and they're not our own, because those that are kept are bought and paid for. So we're just stewards of something that is not our own. And if we're going to be good stewards, then we have to know the proper stewardship. The proper stewardship is listed in the love book called the King James Bible. And also Jordan Rubin, I don't know if anybody knows about Jordan Rubin, he came out with, due to illness such as the Crohn's disease, he had a book called The Maker's Diet, and it was all stuff that he tried in there, and a lot of it has to do with his research through Leviticus and Deuteronomy. If we stick with God designed this perfect vessel to have certain things put in it, and I say natural first and foremost, and if you have to put anything else in there supplemental-wise, do your homework. Listen to Peter Glidden and various other, Elaine Connolly, and various other people that have astute knowledge in taking care of the temple, because they answer to the same one that we answer to, so we know our sources are true and sound. Then I think you're going to be doing all right. And then we ask for length of days, and we read in Corinthians all about, taking care of the temple and whatnot. There's plenty of sources that we can find. And I just think that because he has such guests as yourself and Elaine and Dr. Tenpenny, and I was so happy to hear that she got her license back, that anybody that's not listening to this show, you know, you miss a day, you miss a lot. So, and thankfully, you can go back and listen to the podcasts in days after the show actually airs. But it's more fun to hear it live and be participants in this, the glory. God gets all the glory, and we get the knowledge that we can put into practice.
Amen to that. All right, well, thanks, Timothy. Let's go to Dean in Del Mar.
Hello. Hey, it's Dean.
Hey, Dean. Go ahead.
Doctor, are you there? Neuropathy.
What's happening, Dean?
Killing me.
Yeah.
I got neuropathy really bad, and I'll be honest, it's alcohol neuropathy, and it is killing me. I can't walk. I can't feel, and it's getting more numb all the way up. My legs, my arms. I know I should do one thing, but what I want to know is what vitamins are I missing out, or what supplement can I start taking if I correct my bad habit?
Well, so the reason that people drink too much alcohol, one of the reasons, is because there's an undiscovered blood sugar imbalance in your body. Because there's an intimate relationship with alcohol and sugar, and if you don't have enough sugar in your body or too much sugar in the body or there's those signals get crossed, it's easy to start to crave too much alcohol, and it's not because you have a weak will or because your father was mean to you. It's because you have a blood sugar imbalance that has been overlooked by conventional medicine. So the first thing that I do with people who are struggling with alcohol is I have them take something called the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. We do the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. And because the alcohol has a net negative effect on your liver, the liver is a fascinating organ. It is the only organ in the human body that can regenerate itself. You can surgically remove like three-quarters of it. It'll grow back. It's the only organ in the body that does that. The skin doesn't even do that. So in order to help the liver regenerate itself, which would be a smart thing to do if you're struggling with alcohol, because alcohol tears the liver up, is beet. Eat raw beet. Eat beets. Eat as many beets as you can. And if you really want to push this envelope, you'll get a juicer somewhere and do 2 ounces of fresh squeezed beet juice every day. 2 ounces of fresh squeezed beet juice every day. You take the beet, you put it in the juicer, you squeeze the juice out, you drink it right down within 30 minutes of making it. It is a most wonderful and effective liver tonic. And to make the beet juice all by itself isn't the greatest tasting thing in the world. But if you mix it with a little bit of carrot juice, you put a couple of carrots in the juicer and a Granny Smith apple. The carrot juice, the beet juice, and the apple juice, it's like ambrosia. That stuff is unbelievably delicious, and it's really, really good for your liver. So those would be the two things that I would do, the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack and regular consumption of a couple of ounces of fresh squeezed beet juice every day.
Thanks. We have to move on because we're out of time. So let's go to Hal. Pastor Hal, you are in the air, and you know what you got to do, don't you?
Okay, how much time do I have?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. Well, you know, it's like the Bible says, it's Jesus is the only way to get to heaven. And there's a song called The Old, Old Story, and it never changes. And people have been going to heaven because they've been receiving Jesus Christ as their Savior. And Jesus is the only way. The Bible says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And when I used to do street preaching and everything, I'd run into people that were members of all kinds of churches, Lutheran, Baptist, Methodist, and everything. And it seems like 75 to 80% of the people in Orthodox churches thought that their good works and church membership would get them to heaven. But folks, that's not going to get you to heaven. The Bible says, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. And so, in other words, that's Titus 3:5. And you know, Jesus is the only one. He said, but as many as come unto Jesus, they're the ones that are going to get saved. But the ones that try to go to man and religions and everything else like that, it's a dead-end street. And John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. That's John 1:12. And Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I know back in 68, I was in the Marine Corps, and I walked in a serviceman center. I was a Lutheran, thought I was a Christian because I was a Lutheran. And an old Baptist missionary said, if you died today, would you go to heaven or hell? And I said, well, heaven, I hope. And he said, you hope, don't you know? And I thought, this guy's nuts. How can you know right now whether you're going to go to heaven or hell? And he showed me in John 3:3, Jesus said, you have to accept the man, be born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God. And being born again happens when you, by faith, come to God, repent of your sins, which means admit to God you're a sinner and be sorry about the fact that you've sinned. and you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, and at that moment, the Holy Spirit of God comes into your heart. Jesus comes in, the Holy Spirit comes in and seals you into the body of Christ spiritually, and from that moment on, you're a new creature in Christ, the Bible says. Old things have passed away, all things become new. He takes every sin you've ever done and washes it away by his precious blood. And so I know people hearing me right now, you want to go to heaven, and you're not quite sure. You've heard of all kinds of different ways. Well, the only right way is God's way. You follow God's directions, and you can't lose. And so Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." And you're hearing his word, you're hearing his voice. And so my job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Christ. And if you want to receive Jesus as your Savior right now, I'd be glad to pray a prayer with you. You don't need me to pray a prayer for you or with you. Only you can pray and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. But I can lead you in a simple prayer. There's a lot of people I run into that say, "Pastor, I don't know how to pray." Well, it's very simple, but, you know, I'll lead you. But you've got to mean it. Just mean it and tell God you're sorry about the fact you're a sinner and ask him to come into your heart. Because when he died for you on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you've ever done. Now he's offering it to you as a free gift, but only you can receive it. So if you want to do that, he's knocking at the door of your heart right now. Open up that door in a simple prayer of faith. Romans 10:13 says, "But whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So let's pray. Oh, dear God, I confess unto you that I'm a sinner, and I believe that you died on that cross and shed your blood to pay for my sins, that you paid for my sins in full. And when you said it is finished, that meant that all the work necessary
for my
redemption has been accomplished by you, Lord Jesus. So I hear it now, by faith, ask you for that free gift, the greatest gift in the world. Please come into my heart, give to me the payment you paid for me, and save my soul from hell. And give me eternal life and a home in heaven with you forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it, 1 John 5:13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life." To believe on meant that you personally received, not just believe about up in your head, but you personally received them into your heart. Why? That you may know, not think it, wish it, or wonder about it, but know. That's 100% certain. And that's because God made you that promise. God cannot lie. Right, Pastor?
Absolutely. And, folks, we'd sure like to hear about it. If you said that prayer with Pastor Hal, if you could call us at 440-338-1367, we'd like to know. Dr. Glidden, every time you're here, boy, the whole board lights up. And, unfortunately, we couldn't take all the calls tonight. But thank you for being here.
If it happens, I'll come back anytime, Pastor. It's always a pleasure. Don't ever stop doing what you're doing.
God bless. You do the same. Until tomorrow, we want to say God bless.
God bless.
And always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.